Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
100-year flood map as the camp expanded in a dangerous floodplain years before this month's deadly disaster. That from an Associated Press review. Today's latest tariff numbers, President Trump threatening 35% on Canada, 30% on Mexico and the European Union, all by August 1st. ABC's Olivia Rubin.
Their response from the EU and Mexico has been swift. Right after President Trump posted those letters, we now have responses from both the EU saying that this is going to hurt workers both here and in Europe. And they said that they are preparing a proportional response.
Mandatory evacuation orders as a wildfire threatens the Grand Canyon, prompting the closure of the park's north rim. Ford issued more recalls in the first half of this year than the next five car manufacturers combined, say federal regulators. This is ABC News. An expert opinion on a preliminary report from federal safety investigators into the deadly Air India crash last month. Just 3 seconds after takeoff, the fuel switches for the engines went from the run position to the cutoff position. Retired pilot, author, and ABC News aviation contributor John Nance.
Certainly, when you talk about everything having been or circling around these two switches in terms of the cause of the accident, this is a feature that every jetliner has in one form or another. So a design flaw is really not something on the table.
The flight crashed shortly after takeoff, killing more than 240 people on board. One person survived. More than two dozen on the ground were killed. A Colorado dentist is set to go on trial next week, accused of killing his wife by poisoning her protein shakes. Prosecutors say James Craig ordered a rush shipment of potassium cyanide, saying it was needed for a surgery. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
An air quality alert remains in effect until noon on Monday for the rest due to the area due to wildfire smoke from Canada. Those sensitive are reminded to take precautions. We're currently at a partly sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center. A mix of clouds and some breaks of sunshine are expected for today. Breezy with isolated showers possible, highs reaching around 80 degrees. Staying partly cloudy to clear but still hazy tonight with lows dropping to around 59. On Sunday, sun filtered through the hazy smoke but warm with highs reaching around 85. Mostly clear on Sunday night, not as cool with lows dropping to around 64. And for your Monday forecast, partly cloudy, very warm and muggy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs reaching around 89 degrees. And again in Richland Center, after our morning's low of 65, we're currently at a partly sunny 75.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime, and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services Insured, they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
It's time to celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with Schmidt Woodland Hills. And someone is about to win big. The 60th anniversary vacation raffle is in full swing. And the grand prize is a luxurious five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida, complete with sun, sand, and sea. First prize, a three-night Northwoods getaway to Lac de Flambeau. Plus, exciting cash prizes and adventure experiences are up for grabs. Tickets are just $10 each or $5 for $45 and are available now at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners will be drawn July 17th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing. No need to be present to win. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com to learn more. Sunshine, adventure, and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Today is Saturday, July 12th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. In an update to a cancellation due to the wet grounds, the Cazenovia tractor pull has been canceled for this evening. Wisconsin has the third lowest measles vaccination rate in the country. Almost 15% of kindergartners are not current on their vaccinations. Considered eradicated in the United States in the year 2000, currently there are over 1,200 measles cases in the U.S., according to the Center for Disease Control. As of July 8th, 27 outbreaks have been reported so far in 2025, with 88% of confirmed cases related to those outbreaks. There have also been three confirmed deaths from measles so far in 2025. A new Marquette University Law poll published in June asked respondents if they thought the benefits of the measles, mumps, and rubella, or the MMR vaccine, outweighs the risks, or if the risks outweigh the benefits. 84% say the MMR vaccine is more beneficial, and 15% say the risks outweigh the benefits. Wisconsin Watch reports the MMR vaccination rate has continued to slide since the COVID-19 pandemic, to a rate of a little over 74%. 95% is the coverage target. The DEI division at UW-Madison has been effectively eliminated. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin wrote in a message that the university will sunset its division on diversity, equity, and educational achievement. Programs in the division's approximately 100 staff members will be shifted to other offices. And Mnookin said fewer than 10 duplicative positions were eliminated through layoffs. Mnookin wrote that diversity of viewpoint, identity, and background of all kinds remains a core value of UW-Madison. DEI efforts on the Madison campus have been the object of criticism from Republicans, state legislatures, who've charged that conservative viewpoints are underrepresented. The annual Harley-Davidson homecoming is underway in Milwaukee. Organizers expect upwards of 90,000 people to attend this weekend, similar to last year's turnout. Events to mark the company's 122nd anniversary are scheduled for area Harley dealerships, the Harley Museum, factory, and headquarters. Music headliners include Chris Stapleton tonight at Veterans Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. For more information, you can visit hdhomecoming.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc-bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your haying operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Today's news continues. It is that time of year when many consumers have either made or are currently making vacation plans. When making travel plans, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has tips for smooth summer travel. Michelle Reinen is with DACAP.
We all can experience bumps in the road when traveling, and we want consumers to be aware of what resources are available to them if issues occur with their mode of transportation. There are so many options when booking lodging or activities for the vacation that you need to always be mindful of the fake listings on legitimate website platforms and research reviews of a hotel or short-term housing rental, travel service, or tourist activity. But if you haven't done all that research up front, at least know what your resources are before you go. And there are resources when traveling by plane, renting a vehicle, a cruise trip, train travel, or even international travel.
Planes are one of the more popular modes of travel, but there are things to be aware of when taking flight.
What will an airline do if they overbooked a flight? Or what will they provide to consumers affected by a last-minute delay or cancellation? And we hear about these types of things in the news all the time, that they're happening because of weather delays. But airline consumers have rights that are protected by federal law and are protected by airlines companies' policies. And to learn more about these rights and compare what commitments different airlines have made on a variety of passenger issues, you can go to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Visit them at www.transportation.gov/airconsumer. That's going to be your best resource for air travel.
When booking a car to rent, there are many options offered. Before choosing a vehicle, there are sources where you can find more information to help make the best decision.
You can consider a number of different resources. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC's online guide called Rent a Car at consumer.ftc.gov. DADCAP has a fact sheet on car rentals and collision damage waivers. And then there's the Better Business Bureau has an article on car rental tips, Rent a Car and Be Happy. And you can find that at bvb.org.
Michelle Reinen suggests being prepared in the event that a rental car booked ahead of time is not available when it's time to be picked up.
Post-COVID, with the surge in travel and rental car companies that gotten rid of so many vehicles, that was a huge issue, and you still hear about it from time to time. So you want to navigate and know what you can do up front, anticipate things, and figure out what your plan B is should you encounter one of these situations. And oftentimes, if you book things with a credit card, you may have extra protections with your credit card as well, because maybe there's traveler's insurance tied to that.
Next week, we will have more tips provided by DECAP for smooth summer travel. If you are a victim of any travel or vacation scams or issues, you can contact DECAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Experience a classic movie in a historic place. Presented in partnership with the River Valley Film Club and American Players Theater. The 39 Steps, a classic comedy thriller and a highlight of Alfred Hitchcock's directing career, will be shown at the Hillside Theater on Monday. It was first shown at Taliesin in 1935. The film will again be shown on Monday at 6 o'clock at the Hillside Theater. Tickets are priced at $10 and can be purchased online at taliesinpreservation.org/events. Today's vital statistics are next.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Saturday, July 12th. Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86 of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 until 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet, with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3 o'clock. In honor of Rowe, the family encouraged guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, or a charity of your choice. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements. Roe Colson is survived by his nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Ronald E. Ronnie Roe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Deborah M. Fargen, 64 of Rural Hill Point, died June 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from 1 until the time of the service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deb Fargen is survived by her husband Bill, 6 children, Heather Fargen and Tad, Heidi Fargen and Brandon, all of Richland Center, Bryant and Sabrina Fargen of Ithaca, Brittany Fargen of Hill Point, Megan Fargen and Anthony of Madison, and Michael Fargen of Hill Point. 13 grandchildren, 15 brothers and sisters, Marge Benson, Herman Zolik, Herbert and Patty Zolik, Nancy Rupp, Yvonne and Mark Zastro, Neil and Betty Zolik, Catherine Baggett, Linda and Drew Saraprani, Teresa West, Lisa and Jim Sutton, Pamela Seeger, Valerie and Kenny Muller, Beth Zolik and Demetrius Stevens, Judith Perugini, and Ronnie Langer, along with Timothy Zolik. Sister-in-law, Linda Fargen, brother-in-law, Ronnie Fargen, mother-in-law, Marjorie Fargen, and many other relatives and friends. Deborah M. Fargen, 64, of Rural Hill Point. Francis R. Heenick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock on Monday at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilly. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brothers Wapat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge on Sunday from 1 until 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church on Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Survivors of Francis Heenick include 4 sons, Michael and Lisa, Mark, Steve and Jenny, and Matthew and Anne, along with 17 grandchildren, his special niece, Anne Bird, and special friend, Donna DeGarmo. Francis R. Heenick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88 of Sun City West, Arizona, died July 2nd. Graveside services will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Richland Center Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Vernon Jenkins is survived by his brother, Gerald Jenkins of California, and many other relatives and friends. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88 of Sun City West, Arizona. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from noon until the time of the service at 1. The family suggests memorials in Fuzzy's name be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Fuzzy Kiley is survived by two daughters, Kimberly, Kimmy, and Mark Ziegler of Richland Center in Garland, Texas, and Sheila and David Nelson Kiley of Charlotte, North Carolina. Two granddaughters, dear friend Frances Shepherd, special neighbors on Lexington Drive, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93 of Richland Center. John W. Pop, 79, died on Thursday. A celebration of life will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ on Thursday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, the Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or a charity of choice. John Pop is survived by three children, Jeffrey and Lisa of Beloit, Amy and Stephen of Madison, and Eric and Katia of Minneapolis, along with six grandchildren, one sister, Phyllis and Gordon of Muscadet, along with several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John W. Pop, age 79. Dennis Schoberl, 87 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery with a luncheon to follow the burial. Locally, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service on Tuesday from 4 until 7. Dennis Schoberl is survived by his wife, Janet Schoberl, six children, Jim and Llewellyn Schoberl, David and Jenna Schoberl, Mary Dysart, Lori Stern, Gail and Eric Johnson, Gail and Eric Johansson, and Stacy and Jeff Ostlund, along with the two stepchildren, Rick and Shirley Holler and Jim Holler. Seven brothers and sisters, Milton and Sharon Schoberl, Mark and Shirley Schoberl, Alan and Doris Schoberl, Roger Schoberl, Jan and Denny Welbig, Judy and Dan Dahl, and Jane and Reginald Nordquist, along with son-in-law Donovan Small, numerous grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a great-great-grandchild, along with many other relatives and friends. Dennis Schoberl, 87, of Richland Center. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86 of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. Arlita Marks is survived by five daughters, Renee and Oliver Popova of Tucson, Arizona, Tina Michelson of Avoca, Roberta and Jay Ledman of Richland Center, Carmen and Greg Heaps of Partyville, and Jackie and Eric Shipton of Las Vegas, Nevada. Seven stepchildren, John, Stephen, David, Brian, Beth, Barbara, and Susan, and their families, along with 12 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Anita Steinick of Indiana, a brother, Jerry and Janice Gillingham of Holman, sister-in-law, Sarah Gillingham, and many nieces, nephews, and an uncle. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86 of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Linda and Calvin Brown, Gary and Karina Mott, Russ and Barb Shannon, Bob and Bonnie Payne, Courtney and Clay Dean, John and Vonnie Lewis, and Arnold and Marjorie Baumkamp. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Saturday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it is a bit hazy across the region today, thanks to the Canadian wildfire smoke building down across the area. That'll be troubling us all the way through Monday. In fact, an air quality alert issued for our region up through noon on Monday. So if you do have respiratory issues or some other health issues that make you sensitive to this sort of pollution, be sure to avoid long periods outdoors and avoid overexertion. We are expecting temperatures to be relatively seasonal here the next couple of days, warming up a touch as we get into the early part of the week, then gradually cooling down. As far as rain goes, only a slight chance for the rest of today as a weak cool front passes by. Most of the rain's been up in northern Wisconsin. We will have a better chance of some showers and storms at times from Tuesday through Thursday with a slow-moving system in the region. Some of that rain could be on the heavy side. Forecast for the rest of today, look for cloud cover mixing with some breaks of sunshine. Breezy with isolated showers possible. High temperature close to 80. West-northwest wind 7 to 16. Tonight partly cloudy to clear, kind of hazy, low at 59. Tomorrow sunshine filtered through the hazy smoke. Should be a warm summer day with a high near 85, west-southwest wind 8 to 15. As we head into Monday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low 64, high near 89. Tuesday, partly cloudy, very warm and muggy, with a small chance of a thunderstorm by late afternoon, higher chance coming in Tuesday night. Temperatures on Tuesday starting off at 68 with a high of 89. Wednesday muggy with periods of showers and storms. Some heavy rain is possible, high 83. Thursday still a chance of a couple of showers, high 78. Finally, Friday looks like a dry day, high 79. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a partly sunny 79 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed averaging about 8 miles per hour out of the east-northeast. Barometer reading of 29.95. And so far from this morning, we received 33 hundredths of an inch of rain. Yesterday's high reached 74 degrees, and we received 38 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Our morning's low was 65. We had a record high in 1936 of 104 degrees, record low in 1954 of 47 degrees. Last year's high reached 85 with a low of 64. The sun will set today at 8:42 and rise tomorrow at 5:33. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a partly sunny 79 degrees and in a cancellation notice due to the wet grounds. The Casanova tractor pull has been canceled for this evening.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Join Chris Simonson as he takes you on a musical journey through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that spark memories and tunes that make you want to sing along. It's Saturday, it's Simo, and it's all brought to you by our great sponsors. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Mastodon Records, and by WP Dental. Turn it up and enjoy the ride. This is Saturdays with Simo.
Show me just how much you care. You've given me the thrill of
afternoon, everyone. Natalie Cole with This Will Be an Everlasting Love. What a great song to start out our program today. How's everyone doing? Hopefully you're having a great Saturday afternoon, although it's early yet. All kinds of things can happen. Knock it off. Here are Cheap Trick with Surrender.
Just
that would never die. That promise you made was only a lie. Now after you've gone, all alone I'll pine for all that I've got is a worried mind. Just left me there. I needed you so, but you didn't care. You found a new love and a home so fine. But all that I've got is a worried mind.
That recording released in 1962 by Ray Charles. From his Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music LP, what a great recording. Worried Mind, originally recorded and released by Ted Daffin's Texans in 1940, written by Ted Daffin and Jimmy Davis. Here is a little bit of Carla Thomas. This is Gee Whiz, Look at His Eyes.
Gee Whiz, look at his eyes. Gee Whiz, how they hypnotize. He's got everything a girl could want. Man, oh man, what a prize. Oh,
from 1961. Carla Thomas, Gee Whiz, look at those eyes. I want to thank the sponsors of today's Saturdays with Simo. Thank you very much to each of these businesses for letting me come in and play around with the knobs and the buttons and the music. Thank you very much to Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, Mastodon Records, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, and Schmidt Woodland Hills. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your sponsorship. So we will take a commercial break, and we will come back almost immediately with more great tunes, starting things off with Louis Prima and a tune called Banana Split for My Baby, which, you know, sounds like a good plan on a day like today.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. There's always family here.
Do not be afraid. We're here for you. You're not alone. This is how we make our residents at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living find comfort and peace when they are ill or in pain, when they long for their family, when they feel their days are numbered. Harvest Guest Home caregivers become part of its residents' family, a gentle touch, a whispered prayer. The familiar voice of our caregivers brings hope to our residents who are temporarily in the hospital or rehab facility when they visit. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a sanctuary for the restless spirit, a joyful place for the lonely heart, a place like no other in our community. Call us at 608-647-8205.
Due to wet grounds, the Casanova tractor pull, which was supposed to be held this evening, has been canceled.
What's better than WRCO's Retro Saturday? We can't think of anything either. It's Saturdays with Simo, hosted by Chris Simonson on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, glass of plain water for me. Dispenser man, if you please, serve my chick a mess of calories. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Flip back the lid, scoop anything in sight, make it a rainbow of red, brown, and white. Chocolate chip and everything that's nice, tutti frutti once and spumoni twice. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Spray the whipped cream for at least an hour, pile it as high as the Eiffel Tower. Loaded with nuts, about 16 ton. Top it with a pizza, just for fun. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of
glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby. A glass of plain water for me. Stack her up with crazy glue, 'cause that's the stuff she likes to wade right through. Banana split for my baby. A glass of plain water for me. Now add the cherries, the kind she loves to munch. Skip one banana, use the whole darn bunch. Drown it in fudge, 6 or 7 cans. Give her 2 spoons, she'll eat it with both hands. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Separate checks, it must be. Charge the split to her, the water to me. Oh, the banana splits for my baby, and the glass of plain water's for me. Ain't got no money, the glass of plain water's for me.
Louis Prima and his orchestra with a tune that Louis himself wrote with Stan Irwin. Banana split for my baby. Fun tune. Here's some Lloyd Price with Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do?
life just won't quit. But here's some of music's pioneers that time will not allow us to forget. Now there's Bessie Miller, Satchmo, and the King of All Sardou. And with a voice like Gallup ringing out, there's no way the band could lose. You can feel it.
From his 1976 Songs in the Key of Life LP, that is Stevie Wonder with Sir Duke, a tribute to Duke Ellington following his death. Stevie wrote about this. He said, I wanted it to be about the musicians who did something for me. So he's singing about Duke Ellington. He also names Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald as influential figures in his music world as well. So just a tribute to so many great people who helped create who Stevie became and who he still is. So wonderful tribute. It is 1 o'clock, so we need to break for station identification. We will do that real quickly. And when we come back from that, we've got a little bit of Curtis Mayfield with the title track from the film Superfly.
Get ready for one great song after another. It's another edition of Saturdays with Simo with Chris Simonson on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man